This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Allah Loves. So we're going to get into a set of traits that are a bit more complicated than the first set. You know, as I said in the beginning, we're really going to cover the essentials that people know when they think of Allah's love, but maybe with a different lens. But in these next few videos, we're actually going to tackle things that people typically don't associate with righteousness and they don't associate with Allah's love. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mu'minu al-qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if wa fi kullin khayr." The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, and in all of them is good. The Prophet ﷺ is saying that in all of them is good because sometimes you don't know where the exact barakah is, because someone might read this and say, well, I'm weak and it's not my fault and I have certain conditions or things that hold me back. It's just like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hadid, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, speaking of the comparison of those who became Muslim early and those who became Muslim late in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah says, all of them have their allotted promise. But generally speaking, a strong believer is more beloved to Allah than a weak believer. And the Prophet ﷺ said, احرس على ما ينفعك, seek that which benefits you. واستعن بالله, and seek your strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek your help from Allah. ولا تعجز, and don't ever be helpless. And if anything comes to you that is not like to you, then simply say, قَدْرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَافَعَلْ, it's the decree of Allah, and as He has willed has come. And do not say if, because that opens the doors of the shayateen. Now, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is talking about strength in a very broad sense. But I do want to actually seize on this point for a moment. Islam teaches us to seek strength in every way possible. Of course, through ethical means and through good means, and not to go through impure things, not to become arrogant or proud, but to seek strength in whatever capacity that it can be. Why? So that we can actually carry out some of the things that are virtuous at a broader level, have a bigger impact. Now, this hadith is talking about strength of iman, strength of faith, strength of resilience, strength of the body, strength of the spirit, all different types of strength. But it does cover many different things, and it's very clear that the Prophet ﷺ is speaking about how your faith informs you and empowers you. وَلَا تَعْجِزْ, don't ever be helpless. Pick yourself up, try to grow, try to be in a position of power, both as an individual. Allah says, or the Prophet ﷺ says, that the upper hand is better than the lower hand, the giving hand is better than the receiving hand. Allah says in the Quran, as a community, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ, prepare yourselves with strength, show your strength. So we are to seek to be in a place where we can actually carry out some of those qualities. After all, if you look at the previous episode, we were talking about the most beloved of people to Allah and the most beloved of actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most beloved of actions to Allah, if you think of those people and those actions, you have to be in a place of emotional strength to be able to help someone through their emotional vulnerability. You have to be in a place of financial strength to be able to remove someone's debt or to be able to provide for someone that's having a difficult time providing for themselves. So the most beloved actions of Allah require of you to seek to be in a place of strength so that you could amplify those most beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not want us to be weak, defeated, helpless people. And that's actually a beautiful connection to tawakkul, to trust in Allah. Our trust in Allah should not make us incapable. The Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا تَعْجِزْ, don't ever be a person who's helpless. Don't ever be a person who concedes, who seems to be defeated. Instead, always pick yourself up. Always try to be a person who is giving rather than receiving. Always seek to be the one who is comforting rather than being comforted. And that's what makes you beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٍ, everyone has their blessing. Don't think that if it's something outside of your circumstances that it's because Allah hates you or that you can't attain that position. This rather speaks to what is in our capacity, not what we are tested with, but rather what's in our capacity. We should always seek to be in the giving position of strength. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us strong in every way possible, in our faith, in our bodies, in our spirit, in our minds, in our intellect, in our knowledge, in our resilience. All of these things that are implied within the hadith, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to use that strength for things that are good. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.